Hope to Meet You. It's the name of this jam. No one really quite knows who is playing, but I got it off the album Dengue Fever, Electric Cambodia, so we know what region of our planet it comes from. I know it's from the 60s, or the 70s maybe. I don't know much about it, but I do know that I like it. You're listening to the Square Root of 16th episode of the Radio Tees, our senior year, the Big Quattro. I'm your host, Phil the Thrill Radiotis, and I hoped to meet you here tonight, so I'm glad you have tuned in. Same time, same station, the Hangover Edition. It's the Can't Find Your Own House in a Cab Edition. It's the I Needed Greasy Diner Food in the Morning or Else I Would Have Thrown Up Edition. Whichever edition it is, we know where our heart's gonna stay, in Cambodia. So let's stay where we are and listen to Drumbag Jet. This is a heavy-pressed, dry-clean-only jam. It's the kind of song that always has change for a five. This is the kind of song that gets a breakfast sandwich from a fast food joint every morning. It's an instrumental, but it's got some words too. It's by a lady by the name of Pan Ron. Get ready to get smoked out of your hole. Chumbag Jet.
Thank you.
Dengue Fever Lo-Fi because it's the only fi you can afford. Dengue Fever is a stunning comp with a beautiful cover of some ladies and gentlemen playing pool, and it's a painting. A lot of the songs on the compilation are not original. They unfortunately have a bunch of drum overdubs that sound totally out of place, which I learned some Cambodians were doing to resell the songs a generation on with a modern updated sound. Though they may not be completely original, you still get the gist, and there's still a lot of really great rare gems. Speaking of rare gems, I think something that'll really take the mood where it needs to go is this Smashing Pumpkins song from the album Pisces Iscariot. This is Obscured. Man, I love that song that was obscured from the album Pisces Iscariot by Smashing Pumpkins. Pisces Iscariot is a collection of B-sides and imports that Smashing Pumpkins recorded around the time of the albums Gish and Siamese Dream. One of my sister's albums that I stole from her, I remember that the liner notes had all the lyrics in a sort of mixed up kind of form, and it was on what seemed to be real typewriter paper. I really thought that was sweet. Smashing Pumpkins used to be one of my obsession bands. I one time dressed up as Billy Corgan for Halloween, and I used to make lists, top 25 lists of my favorite Smashing Pumpkins songs. And sometimes Mayonnaise was at the top, and sometimes it got ousted by Through the Eyes of Ruby. Man, those guys were prolific in the early parts of their career. And man, did Billy Corgan go crazy. But I still 100% stand by anything Smashing Pumpkins up through Melancholy and The Infinite Sadness. And even the next album, Adore. Another very prolific artist is Donald Fagen from the group Steely Dan. I'm going to play you a song off of his first solo album entitled The Nightfly. This is Maxine, a very sweet song about losing your virginity. Try to hang on, Maxine.
Some say that we're reckless, they say we're much too young. Tell us to stop before we've begun. We've got to hold out till graduation. Try to hang on, Maxine. World is sleeping, we meet at Lincoln Hall. Talk about life, the meaning of it all. Try to make sense of the suburban sprawl. Try to hang on, Maxine. This year, they say, you'll be my senorita in jeans and pearls. But first, let's get off this highway, off this highway. We'll move up to Manhattan. Try to
So slick. Donald Fagen with Maxine. This album, The Nightfly, is inspirational to me in many ways. One, because it plots the story of a late-night DJ spinning old and golden hits for all his listeners out there. Two, because it's one of those 80s, I don't give a care what anybody else sounds like kind of albums that all the cats from the 60s and 70s were putting out. And three, because my dad used to play it all the time. It's got a great cover. Just check out the cover. Google The Nightfly by Donald Fagen. It's a rock solid song, too. It's a song you wouldn't mind leaning your guitar against. It's a song you want on lifeguard duty when you go out for a swim. Another one of those songs I'm about to play right here, and I'm very proud to play it. I am giving it my Phil salute before even playing it. This is One Man Guy by Loudon Wainwright III. Let's have a moment of silence before we start it.
People will know when they see this show the kind of a guy I am. They'll understand what I stand for, what I just can't stand. They'll perceive what I believe in and what I know is true. And they'll recognize I'm a one-man guy, I always was through and through. People meditate, hey, that's just great, trying to find an inner you. People depend on family and friends, other folks to pull them through. I don't know why I'm a one-man guy, why this is a one-man show. But these 3 cubic feet of bone and blood and meat are what I love and know. 'Cause I'm a one-man guy in the morning, same in the afternoon. One-man guy when the sun goes down, I whistle me a one-man tune. One-man guy, one-man guy, only kind of guy to be. One-man guy, I'm a one-man.
Myself and eat solo every night. Unplug the phone, sleep alone, stay way out of sight. Sure, it's kind of lonely, yeah, it's sort of sick.
Yeah.
joined by his daughter with the angelic voice, Martha Wainwright. That was Loudon Wainwright III with One Man Guy. I'm going to compliment it again. That's just the kind of song you want to hang your coat on. It's bedrock. You could really build anything on top of it. It's ABC stuff. It's first grade songwriting material. You should learn it right away. Doesn't his voice sound a little like Willie Nelson? Loudon's son, Rufus Wainwright, also recorded that song on his album Poses. Did a very nice job with it. Loudon, I will draft you on my Fantasy Songwriter League team any day of the week. I think you'd make a good first baseman. My shortstop would be this guy, Joe Tex. One of the penultimate soul singers, Joe Tex, sure did teach a thing or two in the dance department to James Brown. The way I envision it, James Brown must have said, "Hey Joe, show me some of your dance moves." And then Joe played this song for him. Them lovers alone. Good advice from Joe Tex. Show me. That was the first time I ever heard that song in stereo. I've been listening to it mostly on tape. I found this old tape of a soul compilation that really changed my life out at a beach in Far Rockaway, and it was great to hear it in all its majesty. Me and my fish Jack Dempsey do applaud the dancing and rhythm skills of Joe Tex. In tonight's no-brainer quiz question, what state do you think Joe Tex came from? If you need a hint, it's kind of his last name. I'll give you a minute to ponder it, because it's time for our weekly one-hit wonders feature on the Radio Tees. This is a bi-fortnightly thing that we usually do where we play a one-hit wonder, and we thank our lucky stars that we have this song. You don't make fun of those one-hit wonders, man, unless you got two under your belt. These guys had One Hit Wonder written even in their band name, The Monotones, with The Book of Love.
I wonder who wrote the book of love.
Tell me, book who wrote the book of love. I've got to know the answer, was it someone from above?
I wonder who wrote the book of love. The meaning of romance. In chapter 4 you break up, but you give it just one more chance. Oh, I wonder who wrote the book of love.
Baby, I love you, yes I do. Well, it says so in this book of love. Ours is the one that's true.
I wonder who wrote the book of love. The meaning of romance. In chapter 4 you break up, but you give her just one more chance.
Oh, I wonder
who wrote the book of love.
Baby, I love you, yes I do. Well, it says so in this book of love. Ours is the one that's true.
Wonder who wrote the book of love.
Probably some of the best recorded drums ever. That was The Monotones with The Book of Love. The Monotones started out, like many of the doo-wop and vocal R&B groups, as gospel singers. They were a gospel choir down in everybody's favorite state, New Jersey. Yeah, a lot of those guys started out in the church. A lot of those girls, too. People like Aretha Franklin and Dionne Warwick. Dionne Warwick is, of course, famous for her hits written by Hal David and Burke Bacharach. And since we're talking about The Book of Love, we might as well listen to The Look of Love by Dusty Springfield. This song was also written by Burke Bacharach and Hal David. Two guys I wouldn't mind having a cup of coffee with at the kitchen table. And Dusty Springfield's sultry voice, man, I have a season ticket to that. It's always good to learn a bit about love. So we learned about the book. Let's learn about the look.
The look of love is in your eyes. The look your heart can't disguise. The look. Just words can ever say, and what my heart has heard, well, it takes my breath away. I can hardly wait to hold you, feel my arms around you. How long I have waited just to love you. Now that I've found you, just the start of so many nights.
Before I heard that song, did you hear how airy and delicate that saxophone was? So beautiful, yet all business. The winning combination. So we listened to The Book and The Look of Love, and I think we're done with the blank of love for now on. So let's just reach into our And The Sack, where we pick out one of our favorite bands who have the name blank and the blank. I have a certain appreciation for the struggle that these bands have, so let's reach in there. Here we go. Oh, wow, this is the biggest coincidence that has ever happened. I picked Wayne Fontana and the Mindbenders with The Game of Love. Looks like we'll be listening to another side of love. Here we go. Another great And The Band, that was Wayne Fontana and the Mindbenders with The Game of Love. Man, they build that bridge around the Bo Diddley beat so well. number one on the U.S. charts, number two on the U.K. charts in 1965, The Game of Love. Man, I'm glad that came out of the bag tonight. It reminds me of this cover version I heard by this Mexican band called The Brisk off of this wonderful compilation called Absolute Belter that you should check out. This is going to take us all the way home. Be sure to tip your cabbie. This is El Jugo de Amor by The Brisk. Buenos noches.
Fuerza del amor, por eso quédate junto a mí, porque para tu amor nació mi amor. Oh, la 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 la, de barro un día Dios hizo a Adán y a Eva, con ellos el amor, baby, comenzó. Por eso quédate junto a mí, porque para tu amor nació mi amor. Oh, la 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 la, oh. Tengas miedo de quererme así, deja libre tu corazón. Todo el mundo tiene que jugar al juego del amor. El hombre y la mujer nacen para amarse y no pueden resistir la fuerza del amor. Por eso quédate junto a mí, porque para tu amor nació mi amor. De quererme así, deja libre tu corazón. Todo el mundo tiene que jugar al juego del amor. El hombre y la mujer nacen para amarse y no pueden resistir la fuerza del amor. Por eso quédate junto a mí, porque para tu amor nació mi amor. Oh, la 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 la, nació mi amor, baby, nació mi amor, baby.